Silence and comfort surround you. Laying in your own bed, covered only lightly, because the room feels hot. Your mind feels hot, your eyes heavy, your entire body experiencing faint tingles, a combination of fatigue and wonderful sensation left over from the vigorous fucking of the day before. Your eyes half-lid at mere remembrance, remembering how your body was fueled through with vitality, how you thrust and came and rolled your hips, milked dry as you made a donation, a deposit, a mark, a small sign of control over the eager woman, equally enraptured by your thickness as you were by her warmth and wet. Pussy, milking, kneading, her warmth all around you, atop you, and then you pinning and fucking and claiming. These thoughts induce their customary reverie, and you find yourself trailing hands down between your thighs, only to find the throbbing you'd been feeling was not at its normal level, but a fever pitch, as your hand grips around your engorged shaft, welcoming it, saying hello, feeling the drip of your pre-cum coming more copious than ever before, your hardness intensified, your mind numbed. Feels so good. Bigger, harder, thicker, you move the blankets aside. You find that your rigid erection has grown. Not just grown engorged, but grown a full inch longer. You slide your hands along the shaft, feeling where new growth has come in, where something in your system has made you thicker, more virile, aching. Your balls feel heavier too. You could tell when they were just slapping around between your legs in time with the quick stroking thrusts you make, your rigid cock in the grip of your hand, your other hand probing your balls, feeling how they are thick and warm inside. They're slightly firmer, more engorged, bigger, as if their base size had gone up. The whole apparatus between your legs, more weighted down, more powerful, exerting a more appalling pull upon your nervous system. All you can think of is that thickness. Distant sounds, faint thoughts, they get out of the way. Your cock is in your hand, and it's marvelous. It feels like discovering it for the first time again, falling in love with the sensations your shaft gives you as you move the skin around the outside, around the firmer inner rod, jerking up, down. Oh, it feels wonderful to just let your hands do what they naturally will, to let yourself be a puppet of your own desires, stroking your cock, rolling your hips left and right, rubbing against your own bed, loving the wonderful sensation of comfort and peace and safety that comes with just listening to your cock, rigid and studding, remembering how virile it was, how attractive. You know that if your partner from last time saw you right now, she would be even more enmeshed and worshipful toward your thick, hard cock, the head dripping pre-cum, dripping so much cum, it's like your cum production's increasing. You feel a swelling, heated warmth down there in your balls, harder, heavier, warmer, firmer. They slap around a little as you wave your hips left and right, waving your cock in the grip of your hand left and right, feeling the way that the muscles at the base move against the edges of their restraint distance, allowing spark, spark, pulse, snap, heat, knead, ache, and throb into your head, up to your brain, through every bit of you. Your shaft is pulsing. There's nothing you can do but stroke and stroke. Let your eyes roll back and your entire body seize in the heat of it. Your back arching, your hips thrust upward into prominence. Your balls are tensing against the base of your shaft. You feel the clenching and tension behind your cock going up into your belly, up into your brain. Warm waves and lines of influence spurt, spurt. squirt. Your cock is filling with cum. It's spurting out the tip, pooling, running down your fingers, oozing out spurt after spurt. You see it into the air, thick and warm, spurting, spurting, mindless thrusting of your hips. The pleasure is too good. It's intense and it just keeps going, making your butt tense and clench. Your mind is white hot, ecstatic, rainbow need. Every possible flavor and color of desire and ache is there and present, is there and filling you, is there and controlling you. You ooze and spurt, spurt. It's going on so long. Your balls are staying taut and tense against the base of your shaft, which enhances the imminence, the need, the ache. Everything gets bigger and better, and you think you feel your cock swell in your hand as you relax. The climax leaves your body, fatigued but still wanting. You want something warmer, heated, wrapped around your shaft. You want a virile, willing, enthusiastic woman oozing onto your cock, rubbing her body around it, squeezing, mindless. That's the image that fills your head, the image from before. You want to be milked dry. Because the truth is, with your newly enhanced balls, with your cock still starting to stand up hard, semi-hard, flagging, but then rallying and restoring itself, you could really use more of a draining. Your balls so full of cum, your mind so full of echoing, aching, spurting thoughts. All you do is drip. All you do is ache. All you do is want your cock to feel better and better. Then you remember that you gave a donation at that place in a very special way. The memories are hazy and they arrive only at the edge of your mind. But some part of you, some pulling, distant, refuged, corralled bit of you, knows that you can return, that you should return, that you will return, and that there you will be able to satiate what is an already rising lust. Your hand is still on your cock, stroking away, moving slowly up and down the length, feeling the veins throb, in love with the sensation, every bit as sensitive as if it were your first time touching it. You know it would be an impressive length already, but it seems to still be growing in your hand, thickening, elongating, filling out, not just with arousal, but with a virile, throbbing, new life from deep within. Your shaft is taking over your thoughts, telling you where to go, what to do, and right now you stroke it as you head for the shower, as you prepare to wash away the fluids, so you can make yourself presentable and go elsewhere. Go somewhere where the throbbing, dripping in your mind, in your cock, in your ass, clenching, your whole body squeezing around the shaft that's in your hand, a place where you can be satisfied, be milked empty until your cock relaxes, because the need is there, a primal, heated, hollow need at the core of your being that you know will echo outward, will fill the world, will fill you, that you know can only be satisfied through truly emptying your balls into somewhere useful. It's wrong to waste your cum, but you need it to get off. You have to go somewhere where it can be put to the right purpose. You have to be virile and throbbing and thrusting and confident and full of dripping, oozing, productive cum in your heavy balls. And your increasingly large cock. You feel your muscles seeming to swell, vital life throughout all of you. You are perfect and comfortable, and this body is so good and deserves all the attention you know you will get when you return to the place you were at. When you first began this transformation, your throbbing cock growing harder, harder, your head is tingling across your scalp. In fact, all over your body, your skin is alive with warmth, with need. Your cock stays hard in your hand and the veins throb. The edges, the muscles are powerful, urging you onward. Warm water sweeping over you, just encouraging you to keep stroking. You feel the pleasure building in your ass, building, building, in the spot behind your cock, the spot connected to your belly, up to your brain, the spot that makes those chemicals of orgasm wash over you. Tensing, tensing, stroke, stroke, warm, hot. Now it's more than it was before. It's like the cum is getting ready to ooze out of the tip, is filling the shaft. It's never backing down into your balls. There's too much of it. It's going to push its way out, flipping your pleasure switch on the way. So much much cum produced in your balls that when it oozes out of your cock, it induces miniature orgasms, little climaxes that make you white out on the word, the world, the knowledge, the need, that make you simply blank as your eyes become dazed, your mouth hangs open. Yes, when too much cum builds up in your balls, it's hard to think. Don't want to think when you're hard. You just want to be hard and throbbing. The only way to get back to thinking is to cum. The only way to get back to being able to do anything at all is to squirt and spurt, cum and climax. But you can only do that if your cock is properly appointed, if it's inside live cover, willing, wanton, wet, squeezing, dripping flesh surrounding you. It doesn't matter what hole, as long as it's a willing, aching, throbbing hole. You think of the woman from yesterday, from the day before, from who knows how long ago. You think of her and your mind focuses. You imagine her wet snatch around your lengthy, needy shaft. Pulse. Pulse. Your balls are making so much cum, it's oozing out the tip. This isn't pre-cum, this is the real thing, just dripping productively. You manage to slide some clothes over it, but you know anyone who looks would see your dripping, rigid, hard-on. You're ready to stud, ready to fuck, ready to give in, ready to throb and squirt. And so you find your way once again to the front desk. The woman there. The large breasts. The comfortable and professional outfit. She's blonde and her eyes are focused on you, brown, doe-like, large. She's staring between your legs. You walk in the door. It closes. You hear it click locked after her, but you think nothing of it. You are in front of her, a beautiful woman. Your cock is getting harder. She says, "Do you have an appointment?" And then she cuts off. She can't even ask you a question. Her eyes are locked between your legs. You know what you must do. Reaching down, unzipping your fly, pulling your shaft out, showing it to her. Her eyes go wide. Both of her hands shoot below the desk, and you know they're going between her legs. You hear a wet, slick sound, and then the sliding of fabric. She stands up to reveal she's hiked her skirt. Two fingers are buried in her pussy. The thumb is pushing her clit. The sight of her makes your cock jump up till the head slaps your belly. She's getting turned on. She's panting. She's breathing heavily. Sweat is showing on her brow already. She walks around to the doors, pulls down a shade, drops on hands and knees on the carpet right there, raising her ass, her pussy, offering herself to you. You get harder and harder. You hear a door open. Someone's looking in to see what's going on. It's another woman. She looks like this one, big full lips, but long brown hair instead, and green eyes. She walks toward you. She looks down and sees your rigid cock. The second woman falls to the ground, groaning and panting just like the first one, raises her ass, shows her pussy, dripping, drooling, offering. Their wet, needy slits are open in front of you. You pick the blonde first. After all, she was here first. You kneel on a pillow that the brunette throws down for you, welcoming you. The brunette reaches under herself. When she resigns herself that you're not fucking her first, she begins to thrust her fingers in and out. Your cock is happy, needy, ready to stud, ready to thrust, ready to squirt. Your balls are swollen and pulled against the base of your shaft. They seem to just keep getting bigger. You look at the little slit in front of you, the wet, hot, tight tunnel that's parting with arousal, and you line the tip of your cock up with the blonde's entrance. "Please," she begs, offering herself, wiggling her hips, pulling her breasts out of her tight top to show them. This is strange. They weren't acting like this yesterday, except when one came in the room, of course. But now she pushes her pussy back, and you pull your hips back to deny her. She whimpers and bites her lip, but gets the message, staying in place, staying still. You enjoy the power you have over her, rubbing the tip of your cock over her slit, down under the engorged nub, the little button that sends pleasure pulses into her brain. And truth be told, it feels good to rub the head of your cock across it. The pleasure feedback between the two of you has her moaning and squirming her hips, but you're more in control. You realize that even though you need to come, even though your balls are getting so tense and taut and full of the stuff, you still have power enough to keep it held back. You decide when you come, and they crave your come. They crave it deep inside of them, deep inside, pulsing in them. They need it. And so you slip just the head of your cock inside of her, noticing the wet, yielding walls and the way they are pushed aside by it. She's more than wet enough to not need any lubricant, and she desperately welcomes you, pushing her face down to the carpet, her arms splayed out in front of her, her ass raised up, kneeling. It looks like an uncomfortable position, but it puts her pussy at the perfect level for every one of your thrusts to hit the front wall, striking her G-spot. Of course, you're long enough that you could go right as deep as you can go, bottoming out in her, but you decide to hold back and just push a second inch inside. She moans, raising her head, looking upward. The brunette is turned, staring at the point where you join into the blonde's body, staring at the blonde's breasts and licking her lips. The brunette is smaller, but her chest is still prodigious. Then you notice little droplets of white milk on the tips of their breasts, lactating, mindless. The moans they let out sound more and more like moos, deep, primal sounds that activate parts of you. You were going slow. You were tormenting the blonde and holding back. But the sound of their shared, deep, desperate moans, at the blank look on the brunette's face as she worships your cock with her eyes, you thrust as deep as you can go. The blonde is speared and spread. You feel her insides undulate and ripple as if alive around your cock, reacting with an instant climax you didn't think it was possible, but the way that she grips the floor, the way that she rolls her hips and smacks them wetly back against your cock till they're devoured to the base. You're devoured in her wet, needy pussy, the way you see her asshole clenching, relaxing with an orgasm that is making her belly taut and tight and pulled up into her. Her breasts shiver and shake. She rolls around on the floor, but a strong grip of your hands, yes, you notice your strength, you can easily lift her even, keeps her in place as you thrust, filling her, thrusting to the back of her pussy and just leaving the tip of your cock there, ready to spurt, ready to blow, ready to let go and fill her up. You keep it buried inside and just begin to rub against the walls. You don't pull out, instead, keeping your cock in, you roll your hips in circles. This makes her inner walls shudder and gyrate in the aftershocks. She's letting out desperate moans, shortness of breath, gasps, the way that she's revving up for another one. All you're doing is rolling your hips, letting her feel your big cock stretch her walls, your shaft, the dripping cum. No longer pre-cum, you drip the real thing now, and her womb seems to be reacting, seems to be making her mind open up and give in. She pushes onto your cock and just stays there, resting in your arms, so you grip her hips and use her like a sleeve, just like last time. Just like she deserves, pounding deep enough in her that she yelps and gyrates away from you for an instant before her senses return to her and she pushes right back onto you, where her pussy is clenched at the base of your cock. The lips are making an obscene sucking sound. They're pulling against you in a way that shouldn't be possible. The shivers, the gyrations, the almost seizure-like need inside of her pussy, her belly, she's just reacting with climax after climax, one building upon the next, babbling nonsense, more need. Breed, ache, need, fill, come, mate, breed, fertile, need. She's moaning and squeezing her nipples now, and you see little bits of milk coming from them into her hands, pooling there. She's mindless and lactating and aching for your seed. Her pussy welcomes you in. Your balls are swelling with lust. There's more cum produced there. It's filling your shaft. You don't even need to climax. You're oozing a constant stream of the stuff, sticky and deep, but aiding in lubricated, thrusting, glorious pleasure, moist and squeezing around your cock. You thrust and your mind leaks out, popping like bubbles as you pop into her, all your thoughts becoming more cum to fuel your shaft, your balls. You thrust, she's full, and she's just squeezing around you now. All of her body has gone still, her eyes are open, her mouth is mouthing soundlessly. She's drooling and the sweat on her back is so thick, you can see that she's just dripping with it, and she's pushing back her pussy, making a puddle on the floor below as she squeezes around your shaft, more turned on than you imagine she has ever been. And all she's doing is welcoming, beckoning, inviting you with her pussy, with her snatch wetly dripping. You see her clit standing out alone, untouched, but she doesn't need to touch it. You're hammering her engorged G-spot within with your rigid, lengthy shaft. You're in her and you're breeding her and it feels right. There's a virile connection in your mating and fucking and claiming and thrusting, taking and marking her deep inside. You grab her hips firm enough she moans more at your strength. The brunette is watching and using three fingers to fuck her own pussy, which is wet and welcoming and inviting and wants. You beckon for her to turn with your finger. The brunette does so instantly, putting her face down next to the blonde's. In fact, she starts to make out with the blonde, their breasts banging against each other as they're so close, intertwining their arms. Not a shoulder's length apart, they're intertwined at the front. But both of their pussies are on display, both of their clenching, tensing butts, the way they shiver and their inner thighs shake, the way they quake throughout their breasts, the way their mouths are drooling and they're barely managing to focus on you, let alone each other. But they are intertwined erotically and aching, and you just thrust. But then you move your fingers over and feel the wet, dripping fluids from the brunette. You run your fingers where hers are, pushing her hand aside. She removes it instantly and then welcomes you in. Her snatch spreads. You dive your fingers in, finding a spot that's swollen from sheer arousal and rubbing it. She stops kissing the blonde. You hammer the blonde just as quickly. Both of them stop all movement. Only their pussies are moving. The only part of them able to keep going. All their energy being used to keep them fucked and fuckable. To keep them wet and hot. You feel it coming. You feel your balls getting ready to tense. The brunette desperately moans. She wants it. The blonde is groaning and still coming. You're about to come, about to spurt. Your balls are tensing up. Your cock is filling. You pull out of the blonde at the last minute and dive your cock into the brunette. A different sensation inside her. She feels a little bit looser, but the heat in her is so intense that you're being bathed in it from the second you plunge in. The blonde lets out an unearthly, needy wail, but you're just focused on fucking the brunette. Her pussy squeezes enough and your cock lets go. You come in her so much, spurting, filling her womb, filling her pussy, spurt, spurt, mindless, but thrusting, back arching, you're buried in her, hilted in her, devoured inside her wet, squeezing pussy. She groans once, looks back over her shoulder at you, a desperate expression, unfathomable, confused. Her pussy is clenching and she just begins to shiver all over as if she were cold, but you know she's coming. The blonde, meanwhile, is turned around, looking at you, hurt and pouting, but she brings her mouth up to where your cock is buried inside the brunette. She begins to slurp around the base of your cock, and when bits of your cum spurt back out of the brunette, the blonde swallows them on her tongue, letting them drool down her chin, your cum drooling, the dregs, the remnants. She's licking up the brunette's pussy juices, too. The one wrapped around your cock is moaning while the blonde kneels and worships your balls, slowly licking over every inch, getting every bit of cum she can, every bit of her saliva all over you that she possibly can. She is rolling her hips into her hand, replacing your removed cock with her fingers. You can tell from her expression it's not quite enough, but she's also getting off just from licking your cock where it's buried in the brunette. You keep the brunette buried on you. You stand slowly, lifting her, the impaled connection, the wired shaft into her, the connection in your brain. Coming, coming. Your mind is white hot. Orgasm feels better than before. Your new virile enhanced dick taking over your mind, thrusting, spurting. It's still coming. Your balls are emptying themselves into live cover. Yes, you are satisfying your function, your purpose. You spurt, you swell, you ache and throb and push the brunette down under you as you lay atop her body, truly covering her. You wrap your arms around her and she makes a happy squeak sound as you show your intention to keep your shaft buried inside her pussy as long as it'll stay, and it's getting hard again already. The blonde has switched to licking your inner thighs, her inner thighs, licking down her legs a little, getting every bit of juices, yours and hers, that she can. Eventually, this cleaning is done. Your inner thighs, balls, and cock lathered with saliva. With heat, with little kissing marks where the blonde got her revenge by making a vacuum seal with her big full lips and using it to leave a little love bite behind. She leans toward the brunette's chest, laying out next to the two of you. The blonde fastens her lips around the brunette's nipple. Her eyes close and flutter. The blonde's inner thighs are still quivering, so her wanton pussy must have come quite a few times. But the vaginal lips stretched around your cock, the brunette's pussy, wanted you longer, waited longer. It deserves the reward of being tied to you. filled with you. And then you feel the hunger return, your shaft engorging. You hear a door open. Look over your shoulder even as your cock begins to spurt again. And in an orgasm-filled haze, you see a woman in a nurse's outfit. Her skirt is so short you can see her pussy, or you'd be able to if there weren't a chastity belt in the way. She looks down at you with sapience in her eyes. She seems fully alert, even though she can see your cock. Ah, the newest arrival. I guess we'll get you processed soon. You can finish up with Tara. She makes a kissing noise and walks away. You want to follow her and mate her right there, but not only would that be impossible, Tara's begging for it under you, the brunette moaning, the blonde next to her rubbing her body against her friend, the two of them, a roiling mass of flesh desirous of your thrusting, mating, filling, virile, aching breeding of them. Your cock throbs. You'll keep going till you're truly empty. Then see what that nurse meant about processing.